再次欢迎大家在这个圣诞佳节来到教会。
Welcome all of you to come to the church during Christmas.
那圣诞节是一个普天同庆的日子。
Christmas is a widely celebrated festival.
在圣诞节，我们有吃的，有喝的，有送礼物的。
During Christmas, we have things to eat, drink, and we have presents to take.
圣诞节是一个欢唱的日子。
And so Christmas is a festival of celebration.
所以一般人在圣诞节都喜欢讲正面积极的事情。
And so during Christmas, people usually like to talk about positive things.
但是在第一个圣诞节的时候
，But on the first Christmas,
天使来报信
，The angels send a message.
他讲到一句很重要的话
，And he said something very important.
神要将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
God will save his people from their sins.
第一个圣诞节有一个很重要的主题就出现了。
So on the first Christmas, one very important theme appeared.
就是有关人的罪恶。
And that concerns human sin.
那我们一般上都不太喜欢讲到人的罪恶。
Now we usually do not like to talk about human sin.
我也是。
And me too.
所以做法官、做律师的很辛苦，天天要面对人的罪。
So it is really tough for the judges and lawyers because they have to face human sin every day.
我们人通常就讲犯罪的时候呢，我们不常听到。
Now we usually do not hear people talk about committing sin.
我们只有听到有些人说，这个罪犯他是犯很严重的罪行。
We only hear about certain criminals, they have committed very severe crimes.
好像杀人、强奸、放火、这个人犯罪行。
Like murder, rape, arson, and so when people do that, others see them as very serious criminals.
一般的人呢，都会说，我们是犯错，不是犯罪。
But the ordinary people will say that they are just committing wrong, not sin.
我们觉得错、做错、犯错、讲错这个字比较好听。
They feel that wrong sounds nicer than sin.
犯罪听起来很恶心，哎呀，不要。
Now sin sounds very evil and gross.
但是呢，圣经却说世人都犯了罪。
But the Bible tells us all humans have sin.
圣经没有说世人都犯错。
The Bible didn't say that all humans merely do wrong.
为什么圣经用罪这个字情
？So why does the Bible use the term sin?
我们会知道。我们人不想听这个罪这个字。
So humans, we do not like to hear the term sin.
但是我们知道圣经偏偏说人犯了罪。
But the Bible deliberately tells us that humans sin.
那罪跟错其实不一样。
Actually, it is different between sin and wrong.
犯错和犯罪不一样。
To commit wrong and to commit sin, it is different.
那这个犯罪跟犯错的关系是什么
？So what is the relationship between doing wrong and committing sin？
很多人没有搞清楚。
Now many people are not clear about this。
圣经很清楚讲这两者的关系。
The Bible clearly tells us the relationship between these two。
其实所有的犯错是从人的罪而来的。
Actually, all wrongs stem from human sin。
为什么我们说话会说错，然后伤害人？
Why will we say things wrongly to hurt others?
那只是我们不小心做错的吗
？Is it because we are not careful and then we do wrong?
No, 那是其实我们罪恶之心来。
In fact, it's caused by our sinful heart.
有时我们要报复。
Sometimes we want to take revenge.
有时我们的心里面有生气、有痛的时候，把那个痛要加在人的身上。
Sometimes when we feel pain, we want to also inflict pain on others.
那所以呢，人就是其实一切的过错是从他的罪而来。
So all human wrongs comes from his sin.
那人的罪，人发现他不能解决。
Now humans realize they cannot resolve their sin.
那犯了错之后，我们以为说我们改正就好。
So after doing wrong, they thought that we can just correct ourselves.
我们在小学读书的时候呢，我们写华文字的时候，写错老师叫我们做改正就好。
During primary school, when we write the wrong words.Teachers will make us do correction.
我们一个观念说，我们做错的人，我们改过自新就好。
So we have this idea that if we have done wrong, it's okay as long as we correct ourselves.
但是我们活的大把年纪的人，我们知道这个错是很难用改就解决的。
But if we live long enough, we know that this wrong is not so easy to correct.
有时夫妇两个人吵架的时候
，Sometimes when husband and wife quarrel,
讲出很多伤害彼此的话
，Many hurtful words are used.
各位有没有发现那后来两个人和好道歉和好了
And then the two of them apologize and they patch up.
几年之后再吵架的时候呢，就讲起那件事情。
Few years later, when they quarrel again, they will recap the previous matter.
五年前、十年前你这样对我。
This is how you have treated me 5 years and 10 years ago.
或者你每一次都是这样的。
And you are always like that.
因为想回去。
Because you think back.
那我们不是已经道歉和好了吗
？But haven't we already apologized and patched up?
是罪的痕迹还是留在人心中
？But the traces of sin still remain in human heart.
罪的回忆留在人心。
The memories of sin remain in human heart.
罪的那个伤害留在这个地方。
The hurts of sin remain in heart.
我们以为犯错改正就好 ，No。Not so simple.
We thought it's all right as long as we correct ourselves after doing wrong, but it's not so simple. It always remains in the heart.
一个人如果犯法
Now, if someone violates the law,
那他坐牢坐十年了
He goes to jail for maybe 10 years.
十年已经坐牢了，后来他出来了
And after 10 years of imprisonment, he was
released. 他说我已经还清了
And he said, I've paid for my wrong.
光明磊落这样做人
Now I can live as an upright person.
那他回到家里看到家人的眼神
But when he goes back home and see his family's eyes,
他去到社会要找工作。
And when he tried to look for a job in the society,
他心里面很奇妙的愧疚。
He has this strange guilt in his
很奇妙的羞耻。
He has this strange shame.
就很奇妙，这个好像曾经犯错，我已经还了，但是好像还不了。
He has ever done wrong and repaid for it, but it seems like it's never enough.
好像人家讲你是罪人的时候呢，这个好像是讲到我的身份。
When people say that you are a sinner, it seems to be pointing to my identity.
你是犯罪的，好像这个是讲到我的本性。
When people say you have committed sin, it talks about my nature.
所以人都不喜欢有这种罪恶感。
So people do not like this sense of guilt.
每一个人犯错之后呢，他不能面对。另外一个人或者他所爱的人
And whenever people committed wrong, they cannot face another person.
我做一件错的事情伤害你的时候，我很难看你的眼睛。
If I've offended or hurt you before, I cannot look at you in the eyes.
所以有一个思想家，他讲一个很有趣的事情。
So one philosopher ever said something interesting.
他说人和动物有一个最关键的不同。
He said that there's the greatest critical difference between humans and animals.
现在这个课本没有把这个东西讲清楚。
Now the textbook didn't explain this well.
好像把人讲到跟猴子一样。
It seems to say that humans are the same as apes.
绝对不一样。
But it's absolutely different.
我跟你说，猪吃饭，人也吃饭，但是不一样。
Pigs eat, humans also eat, but it's certainly different.
猴子喜欢玩，人也喜欢玩，但是不一样。
Monkeys love fun, and humans also, but it's always different.
是有一个最大的不一样是什么
？But what is the greatest difference?
那个思想家就说，人啊，会羞愧，会害臊。
That thinker said that humans we will feel guilt and shame.
狗不会。
But dogs won't.
人会 blush， 那脸红，他做错一些事情。看到他得罪的人脸红。
Humans will blush after doing something wrong and after seeing those whom he has offended.
狗不会。
But dogs won't.
有一次我的女儿买了她最喜欢的泡泡茶回家。
Once my daughter bought her favorite bubble tea home.
她就放在冰箱，然后去冲凉，出来我要喝泡泡茶。
And she placed it in the fridge and went for a shower and wanted to enjoy that tea after that.
这个当中，她的弟弟从学校回来，开冰箱，泡泡茶。
And after that, her brother came home from school and opened the fridge and saw the bubble tea.
也没有问谁的。
And he didn't ask whose is it.
全部喝掉。
And he finished up the whole drink.
姐姐出来。
And sister came out.
我的泡泡茶在哪里
？Where's my bubble tea?
你的。Sorry.
Oh, it's yours. I'm sorry.
我买给你。
I will repay you.
我现在要喝，你买给我。
But I want to drink it now.
他弟弟很多的歉意。
So his brother was, her brother was very guilty.
很多的抱歉
Was very sorry.
所以人啊，就是你犯错得罪人之后，你 blush， 你的脸红。
So after doing someone wrong, you will blush.
你的狗进到你的冰箱吃掉你的东西，它不会脸红的。
But if your dog eats up something in your fridge,
它就假假在那个地方好像没事
You will pretend that nothing happened.
有一次我的朋友他养狗的。
Once my friend who kept dog.
他说我的狗会脸红的。
And he said my dog will blush.
有一天他大小便在我的床上
And one day, this dog did his business on my bed.
我回家的时候，哎，他坐在那边很可怜的样子。
And when I went home, the dog was sitting there looking very pitiful.
哦，他知道他做错了。
And it knew that it has done wrong.
No, 他是害怕你等一下会打他。
I said, no, it is just afraid that you will punish it later.
他绝对不会有一个歉意。
It will not have this sense of guilt.
没有一个亏欠。说我偷了你的东西，吃了你的东西，不会有。
You won't feel sorry for stealing your thing or eating your stuff.
那一个狮子吃掉一只小羊。
When a lion eats up a little lamb.
他不会跟那个母羊说：“哎呀，真的对不起哦，很抱歉 ，sorry, 抱歉哦。”
You won't say sorry to the wee.
不会，他们生存为目的的。
Because they have their basic instinct and purpose is to survive.
人被造的时候呢，有一个东西叫良心、良知。
Humans are created. There's something called conscience.
所以人家说心知肚明啊。
So people say you know very well in your heart.
你知道，我知道啊。
You know, I know.
所以你懂了啊，你做错了。
So you know you have done wrongly.
对不对？然后呢，你被证明的时候呢，你就想尽量要逃避那个东西。
So when you are proven wrong, you want to escape.
这是人的一个本性。
So this is human instinct.
所以各位，你看到今年我们一整年有这个疫情。
So this whole year we have this pandemic.
每天每天，我们看到很多人被感染。
And every day we read about many people being infected.
到今天这170万，1.7 million 人因为这个病毒死了。
And up to today, 1.7 million people died from this virus.
每一次有人死的时候呢，全世界的人就哎呀，再次伤痛。
Every time when someone died, the whole world grieved.
然后人一定是会去问，到底是谁的错
？And people will ask, whose fault exactly is this?
谁带来这个病毒
？Who brought about this virus?
哦，那开始，中国很不好意思了。
In the beginning, China was very embarrassed.
哦，是中国从武汉来的。
So people say that it came from China, Wuhan.
但是呢，后来中国很开心。
A little on, China was happy.
听说好像在武汉之前，法国、意大利也有。
Because reportedly before Wuhan, the virus already happened in France. And
Italy. 他的报纸就快快就写啊，其实啊，不是从中国来的，从法国来的。
And so the news reported that it didn't come from China but from France.
法国说不是我。
And so China says it's not. France says it's not.
意大利怎么不是我
？Italy also says it's not it.
中国说可能也不是我们。
And so China says perhaps it's also not us.
每一个人要推卸责任。
Now everyone wants to push their
responsibility. 每一次有人死的时候。
Every time when someone dies,
大家又在想起，哎呀，这是从哪里来的
？Everybody will try to ask, where does this come from?
所以呢，就那个有罪恶感的人，尽量要逃避这个责任。
So people with the sense of guilt wants to avoid the responsibility.
为什么要逃避这个责任呢
？And why do they want to escape from the responsibility?
人的心里面都知道，因为这个罪恶一定会带来报复。
Because in human hearts, we know that sin will bring about revenge.
有仇恨。
Hatred.
然后会留在人的回忆里面。
And it will remain in human memory.
所以我们在历史书里面，你会发现每一次记载这个人类的历史、国家的历史。
So in historical accounts, which records the history of mankind and the country.
不但是把那个故事情节记载，一定会讲说到底这件事情发生是谁带来的。
It not just records the details, but it also suggests and commented who caused that.
一定要有人负责任。
Someone must be responsible.
一定有人要责怪人，另外一个人要担当。
So someone needs to be blamed and shoulder the responsibility.
放在历史书里面。
And this will be recorded in history books.
人的心才能释怀。
Then people's heart can be relieved.
为什么呢？因为后人在读的时候，你看就是这个国家害的。
And so people or future generation, when they read about this account, they will know who caused the problem.
被害的人很爽，你看，哎呀。再给他一拳，就是再给他捅一下啊。
So those who are offended, we really want to poke at those who offend us.
所以第一、第二世界大战就发生了，对不对
？So the First and Second World War happened.
没有办法了。但是日本他就要改写历史的时候，你们有没有发现中国跟韩国就很不舒服
？But when Japan attempted to rewrite history, China and Korea they are very uncomfortable.
哎，为什么？就人的心里面都知道自己有罪恶。
Why? Because in human hearts, we all know we are sinful.
心知肚明。
We know very well in our heart.
是要逃避这个罪。
It's just that we want to escape from this sin.
那么我们知道，我们得罪人都有这样的后果。
We know that if we offend people, there's already such consequences.
那你们有没有想过，那如果我们 得罪神了。
And how about if we offend against God?
我们向人犯罪的时候，人好像都一生不会忘掉。
When we sin against people, they cannot forget for their whole life.
那我们向神犯罪是怎样？
So what about if we sin against God?
有些人说没有关系啦，神是看不见的，我们对得起人就好。
Some people say it's all right because we cannot see God.
绝对不是。
But it's not the case.
因为神造人的时候，特别就是放着这个良心、良知的功能。
Because when God created humans, He especially placed conscience in us.
我跟你们说，如果没有这个良知啊，我们彼此人哦这么聪明，彼此消灭的。
Now, without this conscience, we humans are so smart, we will destroy each other.
我看他这样有钱，不但偷他的东西，但是杀掉他都会有的。
If I see a person who is very rich, I not just will steal from him, I may even kill him.
但是有良知，哎呀，偷就好了啦，放他一条路，对不对？
With the conscience, we may just steal but not kill.
这就是人他有良知。
And that is human conscience.
但是也因为有良知，就心知肚明，知道自己有罪。
And yet, because of conscience, we know very well in our heart that we are
sinful. 这就想错、做错、讲错，后面暗伤人。
We think wrong, do wrong, say wrong, and behind the scene, we also have evil intention to harm people.
所以人呢，有一种惧怕，是怕自己的来生命不好。
So humans have this fear that in our afterlife, we will not be comfortable.
所有的宗教都是因为人的良心有受谴责，有一种惧怕。所以他就造出宗教来。
Now humans invented religions because there is fear in human heart.
在宗教里面，我们行善，我们积德。
So in religions we do good.
我们尽量把人的好的地方带出来。
We want to bring out the good in humans.
然后让自己感到好受，没有这样受谴责感。
So that we feel good and we feel less guilty.
然后我们跟自己说，我们将来会更好，来世会更好。
And we tell ourselves our future will be better, our afterlife will be better.
但是圣经很清楚跟我们说，
but
世人都犯了罪。
But the Bible clearly tells us that for all have sinned.
没有一个不犯罪的。
There's no one without sin.
也没有一个人自己能够还清自己的罪。
And no one person can repay his own sin.
有罪的，罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
为什么这个世界的人一直要解决罪的问题，都解决不了？
Why do people of the world keep wanting to resolve sin but cannot resolve?
世界的宗教越来越多，经书越来越多，但是人的犯罪是越来越厉害。
Religious, the worldly religions increase, but human sin also increase.
世界的战争、饥荒、灾殃、病毒都是人的罪而来。
Now the wars, the famine, the viruses in the world are all a result of human sin.
罪这些东西的最后走到的就是死亡。
And the eventual destiny is death.
人人都有一死，死后有审判。
For all will die, and after death there will be judgment.
就是人的肉身死了之后，没有结束。
Because it doesn't end with physical death.
人还有一个无形的存在。
There is still an infinite existence in human.
他要来到神的面前受审判。
Humans have to come before God to face judgment.
如果我们对人的犯罪都这样不能还清了。
If we cannot repay even our sin toward people,
我们对这个公义、全然圣洁的上帝，我们怎么能够还清自己的罪？
How can we repay our sin against this totally righteous God?
他一定要审判我们。
So he will surely judge us.
不是因为他喜欢看人受苦。
Not because God enjoys looking to, not because God enjoys seeing human suffer.
乃是因为他是最圣洁、最公义的上帝。
But because he is the most perfect and righteous God.
有一个圣洁、公义的法官都要判你的罪，那这位神一定要判定你的罪。
Even a righteous judge will judge your sin, not to mention this righteous God.
所以那个的罪的结果就是所有的人罪没有得赦免的，一定要进到你我都有知觉的地狱。
So those whose sins are not forgiven, we will enter into hell, which we will be conscious of.
地狱不是人自己想出来的东西。
Hell is not an imaginary place.
你就算没有宗教，你有一个地狱的概念。
Even if you are without religion, you have this concept of hell.
人自然有这种的，因为他的心被谴责，有罪恶感的时候，那在哪里还？就在地狱还。
Because when our heart is being rebuilt and we feel the guilt, we know there's a place for us to repay.
圣经清楚说，地狱是存在的。
And the Bible clearly tells us that hell exists.
地狱不是你去那个地方拿 handphone 还可以讲话的。
Hell is not a place where you can still use your phone and chit chat with one another.
圣经说地狱有永不灭的火。
The Bible tells us that in hell, the fire is not quenched.
永不死的虫在那里。
And the worm will never die.
然后永远被烧。
And will be burned forever.
永远被咬。
Will be beaten forever.
然后你一直会有那个知觉。
And this is a conscious kind of torment.
永永远远最可怕的地方就是没有结束。
And the scariest part is it never ends.
到了11,100年之后，你才发现还是第一天。
After 1,000,000 years, you realize it's as if it's still day one.
没有人想象原来地狱是这样。
And no one can imagine that's how hell is. 人要
因自己的罪得到永刑。
Because of our own sin, we will face eternal punishment.
啊，但是感谢主。
But thanks be to God.
啊，当我有一天知道这个地狱的存在。
When I realized the existence of hell one day.
同时我发现了这位上帝是慈爱的。
At the same time, I discovered that this God is loving.
他不愿意人进到这永远的痛苦里面。
He does not want human to enter into this eternal misery.
所以他为人预备了救恩。
So he prepared salvation for humans.
所以在圣诞节的时候呢，这一句话出现，神要将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So during Christmas, we have this verse that God will save his people from their sins.
这句话是太重要的主题了。
This is one very important topic.
因为在罪中没有人有希望。
Because in sin, no one has hope.
没有一个人有罪的答案。
No one has answer to sin.
你有经济的答案，社会的答案，但是你没有罪的答案。
You have answers to economy, to the society, but you have no answer to sin.
人没有死亡的答案。
You have no answer to death.
但是这位上帝有。
But God has.
他差遣他的独生儿子来到地上，就是要拯救我们出罪恶。
He sent his only son to this world to save us from sin.
在这个地上里面。他要怎样解决我们的罪呢
？So how can he resolve our sin on earth？
只有一种我们没有办法想象的方法。
There's only one way which we cannot imagine。
就是人的罪一定要被替代。
That is, human sin must be substituted。
各位注意听，要被替代。
It has to be substituted。
人自己还不了。
We humans we cannot pay for it ourselves。
有那位要为我们替代的。
But someone will substitute, take our place.
我所有的罪要放在他的身上，他为我承受那个刑罚。
All my sins will be laid on him, and he will bear the punishment on my behalf.
所以这位上帝呢，他不能留在宝座上。
So this God cannot remain on the throne.
他要取得人的形象，有血有肉。
He must take on the form of human with flesh and blood.
然后跟人在一起，有罪的人在一起。
And he must live among sinners.
然后自己没有罪。
He himself is sinless.
然后最后他实在在罪人的手中被钉在十字架上，流血到极限，把水都流出来。
And in the end, he was crucified in the hands of sinners, and he gave out all his every drop of blood.
就完全的这样来还清人的罪。
And with that, he paid for the sin of humans.
这是何等好的消息
！And this is extremely good news.
这何等伟大的信息！
It's very great news.
他来替代人的罪。
He came to substitute man in our place.
这个东西在任何的课本、任何的经书里面你都找不到。
This is not mentioned in any textbooks or scripture.
因为我们人的知觉逻辑告诉我们，你有罪，你自己要还。
Because our human logic will tell us that if you have sin, you have to pay for it yourself.
你杀人，你自己要偿命。
If you kill someone, you have to pay for it.
你要下地狱。
You need to go to hell.
那你怎么能够把你自己的罪现在放在另外一个人身上，然后叫他来帮你承担
？And how can you lay your sin on someone else and ask the person to bear it on your behalf？
所以这个地上找不到这个道理。
So on earth, you cannot find such teaching.
但是我们又知道，如果我们要偿还的话，这是永刑，永远的刑罚。
But we also know if we were to pay for it ourselves, it's eternal punishment.
所以上帝的儿子自己亲自来还清这个罪。
So the Son of God personally come to repay for our sin.
完全无罪的那位来为我们还清罪债。
The totally sinless person come and pay for the debt of our sin.
以前我小的时候呢，我的哥哥把我带到教会去。
When I was young, my brother brought me to church.
在圣诞节的时候，我就听到这个上帝为我们还清罪债的信息。
And during Christmas, I heard the good news about God repaying for our sins.
他为我们担当我们一切的罪。
He bore all our sins.
不但是我的、你的，全人类的罪。
Not just yours and my sin, but the sin of the entire human race.
那个时候，我心里面就感觉到，哎呀。真的太伟大了，这位上帝。
So in my heart, I feel this God is so great and noble.
但是同时，我觉得说，哎呀，他太辛苦了。
But at the same time, I feel it's so tough on him.
所以我就问我的哥哥说，哎，为什么上帝， 叫不要叫很多其他的好人一起跟耶稣公司担当我们的罪。
So I asked my brother, why don't God ask all the good people on earth to share the burden with Jesus?
起码找几个嘛，不要一个人。
At least find a few people and not suffer on his own.
找到七八个也好，七八个人担当全人，没有这样辛苦。
At least if seven or eight good people shoulder the sin of all the men, the whole mankind is not so tough.
为什么一个人担当呢？
Why must one person bear it all?
那时候我们小时候啊，我现在四十多岁，小时候我们看有一些戏哦，其中一个我很喜欢看《西游记》。
When I was young, I enjoyed the show, this Journey to the West.
西游记有一个很伟大的和尚，他带着三个门徒要去西方取经，对不对？
And so there's this great monk with his three disciples, they traveled to the West.
这个和尚慈悲为怀。
He's very compassionate.
他对这个妖魔也是，哎呀，没有痛恨。
And he has no hatred toward demons even.
那我心里面想，哎，不然叫这个和尚跟耶稣一起担当世人的罪，这样。
And in my heart, I'm just thinking, why not this monk share this burden with Jesus to bear the sin of mankind?
那以前我也看这部戏叫包公，你们有没有看过
？I also watched the show on Justice Bao.
哇，包青天不寻人的情面，对不对
？He didn't seek man's approval.
王子犯罪也是抓来砍头，对不对
？Even if the prince committed crime, will also be beheaded.
哇，心里面想，哇，这个地上有这样的人啊。
So I say, oh, there's such nice person on earth.
这样的人可能也可以跟耶稣一起死，然后担当世人的罪。
Maybe such a person can also die together with Christ to bear the sin of mankind.
我就问我哥哥，为什么不能叫多几个人跟耶稣一起担当
？So I asked my brother, why can't more people bear it together with Jesus?
我哥哥没有办法回答我。
And my brother couldn't answer me.
那他就跟我讲一句话，这些人是很好的。
And so he just replied me, these people are very good.
但是我只能说，但是如果要担当人的罪呢，他们不够好。
If they were to bear human sin, they are not good enough.
我就是 not good enough. 那不够好呢？不够在哪里
？So how are they not good enough? I ask.
我一直很想知道他不够在哪里。
So I really want to know, in which area are they lacking?
我困惑了很久。
And this perplexes me for a while.
有一天圣诞，我又去到教会了。
And so another Christmas, I went again to church.
我得到一个答案。
And I found this answer.
在圣经里面特别讲到耶稣降生的事情的时候呢？
In the Bible, when it mentions about the birth of Jesus Christ,
他讲到一样东西，他跟别人的降生是不一样。
It talks about how his birth is different from any other human being.
他是圣灵感孕童女，然后生出来的。
He was birthed by the Holy Spirit through a virgin.
他不是女人怀孕生出来，就是圣灵感孕。
He was not born because a woman was pregnant, but he's enabled by the Holy Spirit to be born.
生他的是一个童女。
And so the one giving him birth is a virgin.
各位，童女怎样生孩子？
So how can a virgin give birth?
我们所有的人都是男人女人的细胞结合生出来的。
All of us come from the union of one man and one woman.
有罪的男人跟有罪的女人的细胞结合出来的一个罪的基因呢，生出来都生在罪里面。
So when the sinful man and sinful woman, their cells come together, this sinful gene is being reproduced in the offspring.
无论人多好，脾气多好，为人多好，但是有罪性。
No matter how a person has good conduct, there is this sinful nature.
那就算没有做错，但是不由自主的那个罪意也是会来。
Even if they do not do wrong, they cannot help it, but they have this sinful intention.
有罪的人再好，他只能为自己的罪死，不能为旁边的人罪而死。
No matter how good a sinner is, at most he can die for his own sin. He cannot die for someone else's sin.
只有这位神的儿子，他是童女怀孕生子生出来的。
Only this Jesus, he was born by a virgin.
神圣的上帝的灵透过女人的一个子宫就生出来。
The Holy Spirit of God enabled a woman's womb to give birth to this Savior.
他是完全没有罪性。
He's totally without sinful nature.
而他在地上的时候呢，人怎样的辱骂他，甚至把他钉在十字架上，他一句咒诅的话都没有。
And on earth, even if people insulted him and want to crucify him, there is no word of curse from him.
里面没有敌意，他没有反击。
Within him, there's no hatred or retaliation.
只有爱，只有拯救。
Only love and redemption.
就这位上帝才能够担当世人的罪。
Only such a God can bear the sins of mankind.
各位不要误会，我相信这个地上有很多很好的人，很伟大的教主。
Do not misunderstand. I believe there's a lot of good people and men on this earth.
我们都尊敬他们。
And we all respect them.
但是你要知道，他们没有为你的罪钉死，他们也不能为你的罪死。
But you must know that they never die for your sin, and they cannot die for your sin.
佛陀没有为你的罪而死。
Buddha never died for your sin.
Muhammad 没有为你的罪而死。
Muhammad never died for your sin.
孔子是伟大华人的老师，但是没有为你的罪死。
Confucius is a great teacher of the Chinese, but he never died for your sin.
耶稣为你的罪而死。
But Jesus died for your sin.
然后耶稣死了之后，他战胜死亡，复活。
And Jesus conquered death and he resurrected.
如果今天你到印度去，你会看见释迦牟尼的尸体。
Now today, if you go to India, you will still see the body of
Shakyamuni. 到 Saudi Arabia, 你看到 Muhammad 的尸体。
If you go to Saudi Arabia, you will see the body of Muhammad.
但是耶稣的坟墓是空的。
But the tomb of Jesus is empty.
他去了哪里？
And where has he gone?
他为人钉死之后，三天复活。
After being crucified for mankind, he resurrected 3 days later.
然后在信他的人心中居住做主。
And he lives in the hearts of those who believe in him.
神把他的儿子赐给人类。
God sent his son to humans.
叫一切信他的不因他的罪灭亡。
But whoever believes in him will not perish for their sin.
反得到永生。
But they will receive eternal life.
圣经说罪的工价就是死。
The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death.
神在基督里的他的恩赐就是永生。
But the gift of God in Christ Jesus is eternal life.
在这么美好的圣诞节。
During such a wonderful Christmas.
神赐下最重要的信息。
God has sent us the most important message.
就是神的儿子来。
And that is God's Son has come.
就是要除去世人的罪。
To remove the sins of people.
他要把我们从我们的罪恶。从我们的永刑里面救出来。
He wants to save us from our sin and eternal punishment.
愿主祝福你们得着这个救赎。
May the Lord bless you to also receive this redemption.
神说，你们信他，基督说，你们信神，也当信我。
Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me.
你们不要怕，我留下平安给你们。
Do not be afraid because I have left you peace.
你们不要害怕罪的刑罚，你们不要胆怯。
Do not be afraid of the punishment of sin. Do not be afraid.
你们不要怕这个世界的苦难。
Do not be afraid of the suffering in this world.
在这个地上有苦难，但是基督已经得胜了苦难。
Because in this world there is troubles, but Christ has already overcome the world.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
有今天在这么美好的时光。
Today in such wonderful moment.
你把最好的信息给我们。
You have given us the best message.
就是神的儿子耶稣来拯救世人的信息。
And that is the message of the Son of God coming to save people.
主，我们人不能推诿。
Now we humans we cannot deny.
我们都是有罪的。
That we are sinful.
也我们知道，我们一生要解除自己的罪，我们的结果就是隐藏自己。
And as a result of trying to resolve our sin, we will hide ourselves.
但是这个是不能永远隐藏的。
But we cannot hide forever.
我们有一天都要站在你的面前。
One day we have to stand before you.
公义的神面前。
Before the righteous God.
还是感谢主。
But thank God.
赐下你的独生子。
Because you have given your only son.
为我们的罪钉死。
To be crucified for our sin.
替代我们的那个罪债。
To substitute for our sin.
主啊，今天感动这群人。
Today please touch this group of people, God.
让他们听到你救赎的信息。
Let them hear your message of salvation.
让他们的心被光照。
That their hearts can be illuminated.
尤其我们今年经过的一整年的疫情里面。
Especially after going through one whole year of pandemic.
我们看到人的脆弱。
We saw how vulnerable humans are.
人的丑陋。
We see how ugly humans can be.
都是从人的罪疚感里面而来的。
And all these come from the guilt of humans.
那主，今天让我们谦卑在你的面前。
Lord, today help us to be humble before you.
主祝福我们众人，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Bless everyone here, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.